ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania with Melanie Tate.
Carly Findlay Morrow, it's so regular an occurrence. She's printed out a card to give to people who pry.
I've had a lot of rudeness in the last couple of weeks about my appearance. And a couple of people on Facebook suggested that I make a card up about why I look the way I do. And I said, no, I don't really need to explain to strangers why I look the way I do. And then someone said, why don't you make up a card about their rudeness? So I did. Can't wait to give them out.
And what does it say?
It says, in big letters, asking about a stranger's appearance is rude. And then in littler letters, where are your manners? And then I took a quote from one of my articles that I wrote for Daily Life. It says, you really don't need to know why my face looks like this. For you, it might be the first time you've seen someone with a facial difference. But for me, living with a facial difference and your reactions are my everyday. And then I put a link to my website on there in case people want to see more or apologise.
I can't imagine that it's going to be easy for you to give that out. You know what I mean?
No, I'm a bit nervous about it. But, you know, the other day I went to, I missed a delivery, a parcel delivery, and I had to go to some news agent. So they drop it off at a news agent. And I'd never been there before. And two staff asked me why my face looks the way it is.
Really?
And in the end, I didn't swear at them, but I just, I just want my parcel. And I snatched it out of their hands. Because I'm just like, really just wanted my parcel. I don't want to have to explain to a stranger. So I'm trying to be really polite. Sometimes I think now that I've got a bit more of a public profile, I really worry about how I might react and whether someone will see me and go, oh, God, I saw that awful woman react really badly. So I do try and react as politely as I can. But but reacting politely kind of puts them in a bad place as well, I think.
What kind of a way will somebody ask you a question?
Yeah, so in the last, well, not this week, but from like Thursday, previous Thursday to this one that's just gone, to that other, to the next Thursday, there were four people that had asked me. One was a chemist, which I was quite shocked about.
And were you in there for anything, related to?
Yes, I said to the salesperson, I was in Sydney for work, and I was really sore. And I went to get some salt for my skin because salt water helps.
Right.
And I said, can I use Epsom salts? And the sales assistant didn't know. So she said, I'll go and ask the pharmacist. And then I was just saying, I've got really sensitive skin, so I'm not sure. And he pops his head out and he's like, I'm far out. Like, how was his reaction? Like, he's a chemist.
Oh, my. And he said, far out.
Yeah, far out. Like, and he jumped. And then the next time, pretty funny. The next time was a lady on the tram, and it's been really cold, obviously it's been really cold in Hobart too, but really cold in Melbourne. And there was this lady on the tram, and I had to move over so she could sit there because I was taking up the first seat. So I moved to the window, and then she thanked me. And then I said, it's really cold. And then she said, oh, what's wrong with your face?
Oh, my goodness.
Like, she just launched in. And I said, nothing. She said, are you sunburnt? And I said, no, I was born this way. And then she said, that's a shame. And then I said, no, it's not. I'm quite happy with my appearance. And then she said, well, it is. You look like you're permanently sunburned or something. And then she laughed. And then I said, no need to comment further. She just said no. And then she got up and moved.
Oh, my gosh. And now, you know, the amazing thing is, though, you can card her. She can be carded straight away.
I can't wait to see their face. But so when I've seen, when I've met other people with my skin condition and their parents have had cards that explain what ichthyosis is, and generally the people that ask are really rude. They don't even want to know, like, how's it going to make a difference to them?
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be very polite, when you call it out. So I figure telling them what my condition is, like a quite private part of my life, that's not justified to them. It's not warranted. And I've seen people just throw the cards away, laugh and throw them away.
Goodness.
So why not?
Why not just,
tell them how rude they are to start with. I think the calmer I am when I respond, probably the more impact it might have on them. I don't know. I was at, I went to see Jimmy Barnes recently, like a couple of months ago, and I was in a queue to buy a drink. And this lady turned around with her drink and she just laughed at me, laughed in my face. And,
oh, my goodness.
And then I just said, are you okay? She just couldn't. She just laughed. And then her friend defended her. So, she said, oh, well, she hasn't seen someone like you before, so of course she's going to laugh. I said, well, that's not right. And I can't quite remember the wording I had now, but I wrote about it on my blog. And anyway, so I was really quite shaken up, like mm-hmm. concerts are my safe space, you know, I just yeah. want to go there, see yeah. a band. And after the concert, I was walking out and I saw them walking out and I tapped her on the shoulder and I said, excuse me, you laughed at my face before and that's really not appropriate. Like, how would you feel if someone did that, mocked your appearance? And she still didn't know what to say and her friends were totally defending her and then they were telling, they're like talking amongst themselves about how rude I was. But when I wrote about this woman on the tram last week, someone who saw that happen messaged me to tell me that they can't believe how polite I was. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's really... Well, my next question was actually going to be, have you ever been tempted to just be rude back?
Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah, I'll give them the F-bomb. if they do it to me, then yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, it can be a little bit hard because you don't know what people are taking. You know, it's really hard navigating drunk people. Mm. So, yeah, it can be tricky, but mostly I'm polite. And sometimes it's just funny. Sometimes it's really hilarious. Like, if I go out with Adam, my husband, mm-hmm. he'll just be having his head in his hands laughing because it's so silly.
That's great to have that support too, isn't
yeah.
it? To kind
I asked him if he wants some cards to carry out.
Is he going to take some too?
I don't think so. No. We'll see. He does a pretty good job of, like, I think making people feel pretty small. Like, I've had people stare, you know, take off their glasses to stare at me, so he'll put his glasses wow. on to stare at them.
Right. It's just extraordinary, though, what people think is acceptable and, like, yeah. in your space.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the other thing is, because I write about it and I'm pretty public, the next step of insult, I guess, is those that justify it, that say, oh, of course, they're only curious or they need to know or, you mm. know. And I find that really hard. When they justify it, it's just as bad as actually doing it.
It's just extraordinary. Carly, will you let us know when you card someone for the first time and how it goes down?
I want to record it.